I didn't quite realise at the time, but apparently my godmother, this was down in London, my godmother thought we were going over to her home, and they'd managed to, because they were in business, they'd managed to acquire quite a large screen TV. And my mother said, no, no, we were stopping at home because my grandparents, her parents, were coming down to London to be in London for the coronation. They were coming from Hartlepool on the northeast coast. And my maternal grandma in particular was quite keen on royalty, partly because we were 14 miles out of London and she thought that was near neighbours to Buckingham Palace. So, yes, we watched the coronation as a family group. There was my grandma and grandpa Hood, my mother, and my young sister and myself. My father was away at sea, but then he usually was. I don't remember a great deal about actually watching it. I could say I remember the Archbishop of Canterbury with the crown poised lower on the Queen's head. But there's so many pictures of that, that mightn't be right. I do remember my godmother organising my mum and me to go with her and her daughter, who's just a year or two younger than me, and we were to go up to London and look at all the decorations. Now, this must have been a bit later. And I can remember this taxi going round the coronation route and Wendy and I not being in the least bit interested. Much more interested in whatever storybook we got with us that was to keep us quiet on the train journey. Tell you what I do remember about coronation on the actual day. Queen Salotti of Tonga with the carriage down and that pouring rain and this large lady waving to the crowds and being so thrilled with the rain.